Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. Now let's look at today's video. This is called Who Are You to Say That? So you know when you're talking to somebody, you have an argument and you say something they disagree with, maybe they will say, no, you're not right. No, I look this up on Wikipedia, on Google, for anything. But some things just don't have an easy answer. So Google or Wikipedia or any website will not contain the answer. So the video recommends that you don't try to shut people down and say, no, you're wrong. You listen to them, you argue, you say the facts, you argue your side, and you have a civil discussion. You don't just say, nope, sorry, I'm not going to listen. So let's look at the sentence. No one's talking about trying to impose conclusions on anyone else in the way that the Pope or the Emperor used to do. It's all about trying to make sound arguments, proceed logically, and attempt to persuade others of your cause through reason and a bit of charm. No one's talking about trying to impose conclusions on anyone else in the way that the Pope or the Emperor used to do. It's all about trying to make sound arguments, proceed logically, and attempt to persuade others of your cause through reason and a bit of charm. So the first word we're going to look at today is impose. This is a verb, 就是强加的意思. This is to force someone to accept something. For example, please don't try to impose your rules on me. I don't accept them. Now, pose. This is a verb, 就是造成的意思. To be or create a possible threat, danger, or problem. For example, the Zika virus poses a huge danger in many countries. Now we look at imposition. This is a noun, 就是强加的意思, a demand or request that is not reasonable or that causes trouble for someone. For example, my behavior was unacceptable. Sorry for the imposition. Now we go to conclusion. This is a noun, 就是结论的意思, a final decision or judgment, an opinion or decision that is formed after a period of thought or research. For example, after years of research, the scientists are still struggling to reach any sort of conclusion. Now let's look at the verb to conclude, 就是推断出的意思, to form or state an opinion, or to decide something after a period of thought or research. For example, the speaker concluded his speech with a joke. Now we look at conclusive. This is an adjective, 就是决定性的意思, showing that something is certainly true. For example, the evidence for aliens is still not conclusive. Now, some of you may disagree with that. You may think, oh, we've seen aliens, it's conclusive, I believe in them. But I still think it's not conclusive. Now let's look at emperor. This is a noun, 就是皇帝的意思, a man who rules an empire. For example, China no longer has an emperor. Now the word empire. This is a noun, 就是帝国的意思, a group of countries or regions that are controlled by one ruler or one government. For example, there used to be an old saying, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Yes, the British Empire was so big, we used to control so many countries in the world that the sun, you could say the sun will never set on the whole empire. But now we only have a few countries, not as many. Now let's look at empress. Empress. This is a noun, 就是皇后的意思, a woman who rules an empire. For example, the empress disagreed with the emperor's decision. Now we look at logically. This is an adverb, 就是逻辑的意思, agreeing with the rules of logic, sensible or reasonable. For example, There are so many planets in the universe that logically we should not be alone. Now, the noun, logic, a proper or reasonable way of thinking about or understanding something. For example, I can't see the logic in always worrying about the future. Now, logical, this is an adjective, this is agreeing with the rules of logic, sensible or reasonable. For example, the man blamed aliens for his car keys disappearing. His thinking was not logical. So we have quite a few aliens and universe words. This is from the last video. Again, now let's look at persuade. This is a verb. To cause someone to do something by asking, arguing, or giving reasons. For example, the car salesman tried to persuade me to buy the car. Now, persuasive. This is an adjective. Able to cause people to do or believe something. Able to persuade people. For example, his arguments for flying to the sun at night were not very persuasive. Now, persuasion. Persuasion. This is a noun. The act of causing people to do or believe something. For example, it did not take much persuasion for my wife to agree to the vacation to Bali. That's Indonesia, Bali. Very nice country here. Now let's look at charm. This is a noun. A quality that causes someone or something to be very likable. For example, James Bond has a lot of charm. Now, charming. This is an adjective. Very pleasing or appealing. For example, my friend is very charming. Now, finally, charmed. This is an adjective. This just means very lucky, having very good luck. For example, everybody says he has a very charmed life. As always, at this time, we do the slang sentence of the week. So the word I'm going to choose this week is charm. And the phrase, the slang, is works like a charm. Work like a charm the easy. This means to operate perfectly. For example, this program is so easy to install, and it works like a charm on my computer. Okay guys, that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge. Let's look at the sentence one more time. No one's talking about trying to impose conclusions on anyone else in the way that the Pope or the Emperor used to do. It's all about trying to make sound arguments, proceed logically, and attempt to persuade others of your cause through reason and a bit of charm. Okay, that's the end.